This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and I am hopping on after not seeing you for a week since Oklahoma. Today is not fancy day because I'm getting ready to go exercise. So honestly, I'm super fixed up for exercising and I would not normally do that. So this is how it's going to be today. All natural, basically, with a little bit of mascara and lip gloss. So, and my flat hair, which is normal, my normal hair, you guys, when I don't do it, I have flat, straight hair. You know this if you followed me for a while. So, the Lord gave me this word on Sunday, but as soon as I step foot into Oklahoma, let me tell you some Oklahoma stories real quick before I give you this word. This is an addition to the March word. If you have not listened to the March word, you need to go listen to it. I noticed a lot of you missed listening to it, which is weird because normally a lot of you listen to the words that are like that, like based on the month, what God's doing. You need to go listen to the word because many people are in transition. We're in a birthing season. We're in a time of coming into things that are new. And so because this month is the beginning of those things, the enemy is definitely putting out an assault. Okay. Some of this word, you guys, that I'm about to release is partly for March still, but it was given to me, and the Lord said it was for a particular person, but then he shed some light on it with me this morning and was like, hey, this is the other half of the word. This needs to be for my people to basically be connected to the March word. And so you need to go watch the Confront and Conquer March word because you'll get delivered. We've had a lot of testimonies come in from it. And because it helps you understand what's happening right now. If there's some things happening in the spirit, you're like, what the heck? You'll understand. Go watch the word. And so basically, I still haven't fully got my voice back, but it's here enough for me to record this word. And I was determined to make it happen because the devil is dumb. Okay. So as soon as I got to Oklahoma and I stepped foot on the grounds, it was like all out, you know, this is normal, you guys, assault to steal my voice to, so I immediately was like losing my voice as soon as I got there. And, I felt fine, but I was losing my voice and just a lot of nonsense. So I was drinking a lot of tea the whole time I was there, hot tea with like honey and lemon and other stuff. I was like, man, you know, and a lot of rebuking, of course, you guys know that. The Python spirit. And so, which is typical, an attack against the voice of the prophets, pastors, evangelists, you know, you name it. If you use this to release the word of the Lord, you're going to get attacked, you know, your vocal cords. And so, and then even after I got back, I still did not have my voice back. And so I have not been able to get on because I was very hoarse sounding and I sounded like an 85-year-old smoker. That's not a put down. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not saying you sound bad if that's you, but what I'm saying is I am not an 85-year-old smoker. So, it was kind of bad. And so, so that was my fun in Oklahoma. And, I've had all kinds of testimonies come in. I've had some of the young adults, they started reaching out, through our Facebook Spirit Move Ministry and sending me pictures and sending me testimonies of things that God did in them during the event and the services. And, it's just been awesome. The team of ministry leaders from that region that hosted us, basically, that rented the venue and did all the stuff and, fed us every day and the team and all that, they went back Monday night to clean up and put the stage away and get all the, you know, the final stuff done. We flew out Monday, but they stayed after to do that. And, they got a hold of us and said, well, two or three different people got a hold of me and others on my staff and said, hey, when we went to tear the stage down, it was covered with gold dust. It was like covered in gold dust. And we just wanted you guys to know, like, literally everything's covered in gold dust. And no surprise, you guys, literally, I can't control it. It happens all the time. And if I'm ministering, it happens. If I'm in the store talking to somebody, it happens. I'm in my devotion or my prayer room with the Lord. It shows up. Like, it's just, it goes everywhere. I've been in a meeting before and I was sitting in the meeting and then we got done with the meeting and I stood up and every under me where I was sitting was a bunch of gold and silver dust just all over the seat. And so evidently the Lord really likes the things that I say, even though some people think I'm super sassy, but the thing is I'm real, you guys. And I think there's many of you that like real. The devil's got nothing on Jesus. And so I speak like I know there's an authority over the devil. He is the loser. He's already lost and I ain't playing with him. And so, you know, we had a riot of a good time in Oklahoma. And then I got attacked with my voice. And then the worship leader, she lost her voice. And then the ministry leaders, as soon as they came up during the first service to make announcements, they started losing their voice. And it was like this never-ending python attack of the devil. And it was like, dude, you're not going to stop us. Even if we sound hoarse and wretched, we're releasing the word of the Lord. We're here to do what you called us to do. Anyway, Oklahoma was amazing. There was about 75 people baptized and, it was just a glory fest. I mean, there's no other words around it, you know, like everything being covered in gold dust. We had an amazing time. And, the second night, especially the oil of gladness showed up and just, I took everybody deep, into the spirit and then brought them up and out into the joy of the Lord. And, I mean, people were laughing their heads off uncontrollably and on the floor, slain, laying around the place. It was just a great time. And so the Lord did what he wanted, and we were honored to be there and to be a part of all that God wants to do in Oklahoma. Amen. Okay, so there's not a lot for me to announce. Do not applaud. Okay. You guys, I have to say that because some of you are like, skip announcements. No, I'm not going to skip announcements. I'm a ministry. We have announcements and I'm not a 9-minute prophet. Okay. I don't get on to get clicks and likes. We're actually doing ministry and we have stuff that we're doing and I need to tell you about it. Otherwise you might not know. And so we are going to Kenya the end of April. So don't forget about that. We're still raising the funds for that. We need a total of about $45,000 to cover the expenses to fly me and the team over and to cover the hotel there and all that. So We've already raised about 10,000 of that, and the Lord has never failed. So I know that by the time we go, everything will be good and we will have what we need, but we still need about $35,000. And so you can send that by check to the P.O. Box here in Florida. If you have questions about that, you can call the ministry. That info is all under the contact us at spiritmove.global, and you can get that info. Okay. Well, my numbers are 111. I'm sorry, you guys, this is my life, like right now. Okay. I'm going to try not to hack while I do this, and I'm going to get the word out. But we have Kenya, we have the Anointed to Win conference that I'll be doing the end of June. And then towards the end of August, the Dream Talks, learning about dreams and visions, the angelic realm, angelic activation, dream activation, and all the stuff that the Lord's called me to release through my ministry. We will be doing a conference based on all that stuff. There's going to be a lot of teaching. You're going to learn a lot, and then you're going to be activated in dreams and visions and all that stuff. So it's going to be an amazing time with the Lord, for those two things coming up. I will be going to Dubai. We moved it to September to do a Middle East revival, and then Pakistan, October, Pakistan, November, because, you know, I'm going to be at least doing two crusades in Pakistan. Last time we had 200,000 people come, over 200,000, and we had about 200,000 saved. And there were so many miracles, you guys, that were happening in the glory. And everybody literally was covered with gold dust all over their faces. It is not a joke. The glory is real. Jesus is real. We're not nuts. This is normal. Okay. So Sunday I had released a short written word that was basically all about hope. And I had someone comment and go, wow, this is so simple, and I had no idea I needed it. And they were like, I literally needed this today, and this blows my mind. And so here's the thing. Don't turn this off because this word, you think it's about hope or whatever else. There's two parts to this word. The Lord gave me the second half this morning, and he was like, Liberty, you need to get on and do a word. Honestly, I would have got on if I had a voice on Sunday and did a word, but I had no voice yet still. And so it was good I waited, because he gave me more this morning. And so here I am to give you, it's connected to March, okay? It's still connected to this season of birthing, new beginnings, new transitions, everything that he's doing. And so the Lord began to just, you know, if you're an intercessor, you'll know what I'm saying, or if you're just possessed by the Holy Spirit and the call on your life, you'll start feeling like, man, something's off. I need to go sit and pray in the Spirit for a minute. And so he'll call me away like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and say, come sit with me for a minute. And so then I'll go sit with him, and then boom, he gives me a prophetic word, or he lays someone on my heart and he's like, hey, this person needs prayer right now, for this situation. And so, and then he'll begin to walk me through, praying in the Spirit, how to pray, and he always gives me a word of knowledge and all that. And so this is what had happened at like 3 in the afternoon on Sunday, or 2 in the afternoon. He had just like hit me really hard, and he was like, you know, pray. And so so I did, and he gave me this word, and he said that there's someone that is really struggling with hope. And that is a very common thing, you guys. And like the person who commented on the little bit that I did post, I think Sunday night or Sunday, sometime Sunday, later in the day, because the Lord's like, you need to post something about this because there's people that need this word. And like she said, she's like, wow, this message is beyond simple, but I so needed it. I didn't even know I needed it. And so sometimes the prophetic is very simple. It's not some big complicated dream that I had, even though those happen. But this time it was just literally simple. And so this was the word that he gave me as I interceded for this person. And I did know the person. And so I interceded for them. And the Lord basically just said that this person needs continued prayer to see all the way through to victory. He said that they need hope hope for the future. I'm making this vague because this was kind of personal to the person. Okay. What I wrote down because I know them. And so, they need hope for the future. I don't know them, but I know them. Okay. Okay. They need hope for the future and they need to be able to believe the best of what I'm doing. And so if you didn't see the word I posted all over my different social medias, it was a short, just a little word that I just typed up real quick on my little thing. And I just popped it on there. And, basically they need to be a prisoner of hope and believe that there is hope for the best. It is okay to hope for the things that, that basically God's put in them to hope for. It's okay to want them and to know that that's what God has for them. It's okay. It's okay. And he said that, you need to confront your fear and lean on hope, knowing that whatever God's plan is will come to pass. The devil can't stop it. Only our fears can block things from happening in the right timing. God has his own timing and we all want to be like, oh, God's in control. Yeah, he is, but sometimes we're in the way because of fear. So things get put off. He works around us eventually, but the point is sometimes there's no time to waste because we're in the last days. So he's like, come on, people, I got stuff for you to do. You know, I got things. I need you to get on with it. You guys, time to confront some stuff. And so that's why this is coming in connection with the March word. You need to go back and watch it. They need to confront fear and lean on hope. It's okay to hope for great things. It's okay to believe it's doable. It's, if it's my will, it's doable. They need to trust, I will work all things out for my glory and their good. They can trust in hope. It's okay to have hope for what is in your heart. Whatever God's put in your heart. Many of you are birthing things, men and women, birthing new beginnings. And in the March word, I'm going to lose my voice, you guys. Just track with me. In the March word, the Lord was basically like, I have new alignments, new beginnings, new marriages, basically new relationships leading to marriages. I have new jobs. I have new careers. I have new expansion. I'm expanding your tent pegs. I have these new things I want to do in the each believer's life. And March is the beginning of that season of the things being birthed or coming to the surface, basically, and becoming known for what his plan is. And so, but the Lord was like, you've got to confront the things that show up that have laid dormant to be in your way. And so you guys got to go back so you can understand this word. Watch the March word. Okay. But basically he said, this person needs to believe me for what I've said and what I'm doing, where I'm leading them, what I've put on their heart, what they feel like will be wonderful and beautiful. And it looks like it could be super amazing, but you're afraid to move towards that because you see obstacles. So here's what happens. And then I'm going to name one of the biggest obstacles, which is what the Lord gave me this morning. And we're going to break it off and you're going to get deliverance at the end of this. Okay. But right now, basically, he said, they're just seeing the devil's bringing the obstacles. And so basically he said, when I begin to reveal to you, new hope, a new beginning, a new vision, a new direction, things I want to add to your life, things that, he's been taking away and now he's adding the right things in. Amen. For him taking things away. Praise the Lord. And so, but he said, what'll happen is he'll start wanting to try to add things. And then if you have thoughts and a heart to move forward in those things, the devil does not want you to do that. And so because of that, all of a sudden, this pops up and this pops up, not necessarily the dormant things from the March word, but obstacles, things that the enemy wants to place before you and say, hey, what about this? Why are you even hoping for that? It ain't going to work. There's this obstacle, this obstacle, this obstacle, this obstacle. There's all these obstacles in the way. That's not going to work. And so what happens is the obstacles or the things that seem like would make it not possible to be God's will, but you want it, you believe it's what's supposed to be, and you want to seek after that new beginning or that whatever it is. But these obstacles pop up that actually are not obstacles. The Lord says, I'm here to tell you today, they're not obstacles. He can do what he wants. The Lord said there's no obstacles in his will. So what that means is anything that pops up is the enemy trying to make you shift your focus off of hope, truth, and begin to walk in fear of, well, what about this? What if, what if, what if, what if? And then that's where the obstacles start popping up, and they come in the form of demons too. And I'm about to get into that here in a second, and you're going to be delivered. But he said, these obstacles come up and the enemy wants to highlight those. So it'll steal your hope, you guys. It steals your hope. We have to be a prisoner of hope at all times. We have to know what we don't see with our eyes. It doesn't matter. Most of everything on the earth is the invisible realm. So what we see in the flesh, it's like a quarter of what's actually happening. There's a whole invisible realm that none of you see. Some people are blessed enough to see it as you believe for it and you're not religious and you get rid of all that and you can see in the spirit, you can see angels, you can see manifestations and all that stuff. Like for instance, I'll have someone who has doubt about the gold dust. They doubt it. And so when they're somewhere where everybody has gold dust on them, they won't even look at their hands to see if God's blessing them and the glory is touching them. They're in the room, of course it is, but they won't even look because they're like, that's weird. So then they act all religious. So then they're not going to be blessed with it. And then you have other people sitting right next to them that are like, whoa, look, my hands are covered in gold dust. Oh my gosh, it's all over my fingertips. Oh my gosh, it's on my shirt. Oh my gosh, it's in my hair. Oh my gosh, it's in your hair. Oh my gosh, it's on your face. Now, they didn't have any preconceived idea to not believe in the glory realm or to believe that God's spirit's there to minister and the angelic realm is there to minister. So they immediately go into it with a childlike faith, a childlike hope. They're like, oh my gosh. They just check because they're like, I want to have gold dust. There's gold dust because there's glory here. And so they get all excited like a kid, which is how we're supposed to be. But what happens is when we get too much adultishness in the human realm and we've had hurt, we've had pain, we've had bad relationships, we've had bad friendships, we've had bad jobs, bad ministry problems, whatever, those things can stick and then they can interfere with us moving forward to the future beautiful things that God has. So then those come up as obstacles. And so, once again, I can't say this more. Go watch the other March word because this is kind of like part two. Okay. And so, but it's okay to hope and to believe because in the end, you guys, it's going to turn out how God wants it. And if you are ready to be obedient and have all that God wants you to have and do all that he wants you to do, then whatever it is going to be beautiful. Whatever happens along the way is wonderful and beautiful. It's supposed to be that way. But what the devil will do is raise this stuff up and then it makes you go, oh, what if I'm rejected? Or, oh, you know, I can't hope for that. It's too good to be true. Or, oh, whatever. I don't even know, you guys. Whatever steals your hope in believing for that thing you need for finances or the ability to do this or to get that new job or to ever have promotion. Here's the thing, you get what you speak. So you have to be really careful, because our voice is powerful in that sense. If you speak negative, you get negative. If you speak hope, you get hope. If you what you speak is full of joy, unspeakable, then that's what you're going to get. And but what happens is the devil brings these the obstacles. Yes, let's say they're there. They actually do exist. But to God, they're not obstacles. Because if two people, let's say it's going to involve two ministries or expanding or whatever, if the people involved are listening to God and they have already received signs, maybe dreams and visions, which is common for me, I'll already know stuff's coming because I've had dreams. God always lets me know stuff ahead of time. Not every little detail, but he lets me know enough to get me ready. But that's how he works in me. Or angelic visits. I get woke up at night with angelic manifestations and pointing me in a direction. And then I know that certain things are coming. And so, and then when they do, I'm like, this is why I had all those dreams. This is what you were getting me ready for. And then I'm not afraid. I'm not going to reject that new beginning or that whatever, because I already know that God was preparing me for it. But what the devil wants to do is raise up obstacles to make you only see the obstacles. So then the whole goal is to steal your hope, to hope in doing that ministry, the hope in getting that new job, the hope in aligning this new alignment that God wants to bring you into, or this new marriage or new relationship to become a marriage, whatever the new, lots of new things, guys, whatever they are, the devil wants to steal your hope so that you're not just enjoying it. You're not just going with the glory and knowing that what he's telling you, he's probably telling someone else the same thing. So there will be no rejection, or there will be no misalignment, or there will be no not getting the promotion, because God will have already been speaking to your boss, even if they're not saved. Plenty of biblical proof that unsaved people had dreams from God and heard them. So here's the thing. You have to know that God's been preparing anything that's on the receiving end of what you're hoping for. They already know. Most likely. Somehow God's been gearing them up and getting them ready. And like I call it, dreams have been brewing, words have been brewing, things have been brewing. And so because of that, you don't have to fear. You've got to confront that fear. Now, then the Lord told me this morning, he's like, Liberty, the big culprit to stealing people's new beginning in March, the birthing of the new baby I'm bringing them. You guys, a baby can come in many forms. It's not always a big old new ministry. It can be he's birthing a new book in you. He's birthing a new relationship or a new marriage. He's birthing, I don't even know, you know, a new career, something maybe you thought you were never really going to be called to do or gifted at. And he's like, no, I'm calling you to this and I'm going to anoint you for it. You know, so the new baby could be a lot of different things. It's not like it's always just a ministry, a new ministry, or a ministry expansion, even though that is included in that. But I will tell you this, all of it includes ascending. And the reason I say that is because to confront old dormant things, like I talked about in the March word, to see obstacles and not allow them to be an obstacle, see them as nothing. You have so much hope, so much truth, so much peace in where God's leading you and what he has for you. The obstacles, there is none. At the end of the day, you know God's going to work it all out for you, that what he's been leading you towards and pointing you towards is not a mistake or too hard. It's not too hard to accomplish it, receive it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? it doesn't mean it's going to be easy all the time. Everything's not easy, you guys. Getting promoted at your job is not easy. Getting more money and having more responsibility sounds amazing until you're doing it. And then you got people under you who do not want to submit. So there's a second side to all things, but you have to focus on what God really wants to do. And then you focus on the obedience, you guys. Be obedient, because at the end of the day, whatever it is, he knows is going to bless you. It's going to be all that he has for you, whatever. And so this morning he's like, Liberty, Jezebel. Jezebel is the big culprit that wants to steal the new beginning, the birthing, the baby coming to the surface and showing itself in beauty and wonder and in the miraculous. Instead of, you know, if you go into the whole time going in to have a baby, I know if you're a guy, you ain't had no baby, but work with me here. You go in, and if you're scared all the way up to the last second, then you're not going to enjoy the process. And I'm not saying pain is great, but what I'm saying is giving birth to a human being is great. It is miraculous. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And, so God wants us to see the baby coming as that. He doesn't want us to see the obstacles like we have to actually give birth, which means that we have to like get rid of some fears. We have to face some things like possibly being rejected, face things not going exactly like we thought, or, you know, what-ifing it to death and seeing only the obstacles. He wants us to see the beauty of what it is he's bringing, and then you to move and act on the beauty and the hope of that, not on and sit and do nothing because you're afraid. You have a whole lot of fear, and so God understands that. But literally, that's how you ascend: is you have to go past the fears and do it anyway. Do it afraid. That's how it works. And so, the Lord said this morning, he's like, Liberty, the culprit of stealing the hope for all the birthings, the new beginnings I'm bringing, the season of this March that I'm doing in people, is the spirit of Jezebel. She has bringing, it's not a she or a he, you guys know that it's a spirit, but has been bringing an all out assault against, the new beginnings and the futures that I have been preparing for my people. I've been working them over the last year or maybe even 10 years towards this new beginning, and the enemy wants everything wreck all the joy of it along the way. So instead of getting ready and getting prepared in the most beautiful spiritual way, planning, looking forward to it, having hope, feeling that wonderfulness inside of whatever it is, you're not feeling that, and it's like you're going to be gritting your teeth the whole way to the victory or to the beautiful thing that God's wanting to do, the new thing in your life or whatever. He doesn't want us doing that, but Jezebel does. Jezebel wants to ruin every moment that spirit can ruin, so that we can literally just be worn down. And so people get the wrong idea about the spirit of Jezebel. Jezebel is not the bad girl down the road that you're jealous of because she likes your boyfriend. Okay? That's not Jezebel. Jezebel was a woman in the Bible who was married. Okay? She was married, and her whole job was to shut the mouths of the prophets through fear. How she chased Elijah and whatever into the cave and all that stuff. So here's the thing. Her goal is to shut the mouths of the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists through fear. And so, she works through fear. Most people don't know that. If you ever get attacked with massive fear, panic, anxiety, all that, usually the top dog stronghold culprit is Jezebel. Always. But people see Jezebel as being all a sensual thing, you know, or like to the side of lust. No, yes, she works through that junk and through the perversion and the controlling spirits and the manipulation. But it's not a she, it's a spirit, just so you know. Guys can have the spirit of Jezebel on them, just as females can, okay? Whoever's open to receive harassment, the spirit will harass you. And so, and, you know, whether you're a male or female. And so, the point is the Lord said, let me just read to you what he said. He said, the spirit of Jezebel is attempting to steal the joy and hope of the birthing time. This is a new beginning, in quotations, birthing season. March is the month for the blooming and confronting. As you do what Jezebel wants, as you do what Jezebel wants to steal your hope and bring fear, fear of the future. And so basically, if you allow, because you guys, I write really sloppy when I write really fast in the glory, but basically you cannot allow the spirit of Jezebel to bring fear, fear of the future, fear of failing, fear of rejection, fear of the changes, fear of the transition as you birth a now beginning. It's a now time, you guys. The beginning is now, a now beginning, a beautiful new beginning this month. Jezebel wants to keep you afraid to act on all the Lord is leading you to do as part of your new and now beginning and giving you the desires of your heart. Basically, the Lord wants to give you the desires of your heart. Jezebel wants to keep you from acting on what's necessary because it does take action on our part. And that's why I call it ascending, you guys. Woo! It can be scary. I'm just saying. And lots of things that are wonderful are scary. And nerve-wracking. And giving you the desires of your heart. You must bind Jezebel and recognize that spirit is at work to bring fear of change. When it's good change, Jezebel knows this new beginning season will bring new awesome things and spiritual alignments for God's kingdom. Don't let Jezebel keep harassing you with fear, which then turns to confusion. Bind Jezebel and command her to go and let hope arise and enjoy the birthing season and let all God's doing bloom without fear. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to pray with you guys. Here's the thing. Stop looking at the obstacles. And I'm saying it again. Go watch the March Word. You've got to watch it because I give you all kinds of stuff in there. And I help you to have the full revelation of things that are happening right now as you're preparing for your new beginning. And so all the things you've been feeling that might be annoying or whatever, it's because there's a new beginning. And so the Lord's like, don't lose hope. Remain a prisoner of hope, not a prisoner of Jezebel, a prisoner of the stupid devil, but a prisoner of hope. And stay going in the direction that hope is leading you. It's okay to have hope. It's okay to believe for what you know God has already spoke to you or shown you. It's okay to just sit in beautiful expectation, knowing it's going to go exactly how he wants it to go. And there is no obstacles in his will. There is no obstacles, guys. There's no obstacles. He is the King of Kings. He parted the Red Sea. Are you kidding? Manna came from the sky. Meat came from the sky. So this is the God you serve. And you don't think that he can move a little few obstacles out of the way? Nothing's too big for him. Don't focus on the obstacles. Bind Jezebel, bind confusion, and move forward in victory the way he's leading you into the season of giving birth to whatever this new thing is. I don't know what it is for you guys, but man, he is speaking big on it to me in my dreams, everything. And so we have to be willing to receive and know that every new beginning comes with change. Things have to change. There's a transition period. There's a redoing of things. There's a meshing. So like when you expand your ministry, there's going to be, you know, change involved with the new things that you might have to have a bunch of faith for those things. Or if you're going to have a new relationship or go into a new alignment or a new job, you have to have faith for whatever God's doing. There's always going to be change, you guys. There's always going to be change. Change is good, not bad. And so he always has a plan. Everything is being worked out for his glory and our good. We have to believe that. We have to keep our hope in that. Amen and amen. Okay. I'm going to pray for you guys, and I'm going to break off Jezebel before I totally lose my voice, and I can't even pray with you guys, okay? Are you ready? Position yourself to receive as I get ready to pray, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just praise you, and I glorify you. We honor you, Lord. We lift you high. We thank you, Lord, that there is plenty of hope. We thank you that we can be prisoners of hope. We thank you that in your kingdom, there is no obstacles, that we don't have to fear the obstacles. We don't have to fear what Jezebel places before us to make us afraid, make us hesitant, make us confused, make us just fearful, Lord. We bind those things, Lord. I bind the spirit of Jezebel, and I command it to loose everyone at the sound of my voice. I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of confusion. I command you to loose every person at the sound of my voice. And I release a hope never known. I release the truth like never before to fill each person. I release supernatural faith to trust God at his word and to declare him faithful, that whatever he's doing is worth the changes, or whatever he's leading you to do is worth the changes. Nothing is going to block it. There is no obstacles when it's God's will. Those are all things. Yes, they include change, but they're good changes. They're good changes. And so trust God with all you think that's an obstacle. And Lord, we trust you. We give those to you and we say, take them. In your kingdom, there is no obstacles. When it's your will, it's doable. When it's your will, it's not just doable, it's blessed. And it's marvelous, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful. And Lord, we receive all that now in your mighty name. And we command Jezebel to leave our life, to leave our family, to leave our marriage, to leave our children, to leave our jobs, to leave our ministries. We bind you, Jezebel. You are not welcome here. And we cut the cord now, and we cut your works. They will no longer have an effect on us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, guys, I love you. I'm going to go. Surprised I still have a voice. But I wanted to do this before the day got going and I had less of a voice. And I'm going to go exercise now. So I will see you guys later sometime. Have a good night, day, life. I love you guys. Bye.